Blog Talk Radio.
Let me say now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Amen for that song. I can't make it by myself. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God this morning. Amen for waking us up. Yes, Holy Spirit in our right mind. And we have the activity of our limbs on today. Praise God. So I just give God the praises. I thank God for you for coming on this morning. Amen. Praise God. So let me pray, but welcome, 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 welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. And I pray, amen, that the word that God has given me will bless you, amen, that we will go to deeper, 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 deeper depths and greater heights in the Lord, amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory this morning, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, glory to your name, Father. I ask, Father, that you touch me right now from the crown of my head, God, to the very soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for everyone that on this line this morning, Father God, they call Boshanda. God, I pray, God, that their spirit will rise, God, like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you the glory. And Father God, I'm asking that you create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, endow us with your power. Endow us with the Holy Ghost, God, that only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, even for the airwaves right now, Father God, for the radio show, Father. I pray right now that the airwaves will open up, Father God, that people from all over, God, yes, Holy Spirit, will begin to tap in, God, to your anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray right now, God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding that only you can give, God, that only you can give. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Like the song says, Father, we can't do it by ourselves, oh God. So we need you today, Father. We need your power divine, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Come on, give God some glory, people of God. Come on and give God the glory this morning. Glory to his name, Father, we thank you. So with that being said, amen, amen, and amen, amen this morning. Amen. I'm going to go to a scripture today, Mark, the fourth chapter, verses 35 through 41. Amen, praise God. So today I want to talk about on the other side of through. Come on, Holy Ghost. On the other side of through. Amen. Praise God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? On the other side of through. Amen. Hallelujah. Making the transition. We know that transitions, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, praise God, when transition comes, you can lose some things. You can get messed up. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Or sometimes you just be in a place of God. Where are you at? Amen. Praise God. Because some transition caused a storm to take place, that your spirit will shift, your ministry will shift, your marriage will shift, your finances will shift, your children will shift. Amen. Praise God. That's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you this morning. Jesus wanted to take his disciples through, come on, somebody, a transition. The Holy Spirit wants us to make transitions. The other side represents our God-given destinies. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The plans and purpose of God for our lives. Amen. Praise God. So somebody said the transition might not feel good, but it's necessary. Come on, Holy Ghost. But it's necessary, y'all. The Bible says on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, come on, Holy Ghost, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Oh, Holy Ghost. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Here, notice, Jesus says, let us cross over to the other side. Here are several definitions for transition. Passes from one state, stage, subject, or a place to another. Change, a movement, develop, evaluation for one's form, stage, or style to another. A musician passes leading from one section of a piece to another. Jesus wanted to take his disciples through a transition. The Holy Spirit wants us to make transitions. Y'all hearing me today out there? Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. The other side represents our God-given destinies and plan and purpose of God for our lives. Jesus gave us a pattern for transitioning into our God-given destinies. It involves steps. Come on, somebody say it. It involves steps that we have to make. Follow the right leader, first of all. The blind can't lead the blind. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus said in verse number 35, let us cross over. He implying that his disciples must follow him to transition to the next place. Jesus always leads his disciples. Always, the disciples always follow. The pattern hasn't changed. We must follow the right leader. Jesus, come on, somebody say, Jesus, Jesus is the only one who knows where you are going and how you're going to get there. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Let me say that one more time for us and for myself. Amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Jesus is the only one who knows where you are going and how you are going to get there. Says that they, Jesus' disciples, left the multitude. You have to leave the multitude behind sometimes. Somebody, come on with me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you got to leave the crowd behind you, praise God. They left the safety of the crowds because they wanted to be a part of something more larger. The choices you make on a daily basis will determine your transitions later. Remember, Philip, leaving the multitudes to lead an Ethiopian unto the Lord. The multitude mentality is one of negativity sometimes. The multitude is more concerned about their conformity than their commitment. Crowds are good in the right environment. Don't get me wrong, praise God. Says that the disciples and Jesus got in the boat. You have to be willing to get on the boat. A boat is a vessel that enables you to do something you could not do on your own ability. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, get on the boat, praise God. You got to get on Jesus' boat, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. You got to leave the crowd sometime, praise God. You got to be alone sometime, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. The disciple had a physical boat. But our boat is the local church, and we're in church right now. You might be on the radio, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, but it is a ministry. Come on, Holy Ghost. The church is the vessel God has constructed to help us reach our God-given destiny. It is a vehicle that provides protection, direction, encouragement, and accountability. The Bible says in Matthew 16, it says Jesus said that the gates of hell, the gates of hell should not prevail against his church. Go to a church that has Jesus right in the middle of it. Fellowship, teaching, preaching, worship, and giving. Watch your confessions, amen, praise God. We got to watch what we say out of our mouth, praise God. It's a season right now, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we have to speak positive things, praise God. What I don't see, I believe in, praise God. That's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. The Bible says Jesus and his disciples were in a storm, and Jesus' disciples cried out that they were going to die. We must be careful about what we declare, especially during the storms of life. Come on, Holy Ghost. We must remember to say what God says about every situation. Stand on God's word and his promises. God's promises is yes and amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Learn to handle the storm. We got to learn how to handle our storms, praise God. I'm going to tell you about how you. We got to learn how to handle them, praise God. That's Holy Ghost. Let me just park right here for a minute, praise God. That's Holy Ghost. There are some storms that rage in our lives. Hey, my shatoda bashanda. That sometimes, praise God, all we can do is just walk and pray, praise God. There are some storms in our lives, amen, praise God, that we don't understand, praise God. There are some storms in our lives, amen, that try to take us under, praise God. There are some storms in our lives, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that want to make you quit walking with the Lord, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. But let me just say this today, praise God, yes, God. We got to remember who the God that we serve. God is in the midst of your storm. He's in the midst of everything that's going on in your life, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. So we got to remember who the God we serve. We serve a big God doing big things and marvelous things, amen. He owns the world, my God, I give you glory. Is he in the storm with you? When he's in the storm, praise God, you're in a place of safety. Yes, Holy Spirit. I try to remember the last thing God spoke to me to hang on by faith until I hear something different from him. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Verse number 20:38 says, Jesus was asleep on a pillow. When Jesus got up, he rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. The wind represents the unseen forces. Those things that we cannot see coming and those things that catches us by surprise. Amen. Praise God. But notice, praise God. It does not catch Jesus by surprise. Amen. Praise God. And the waves represents the seen forces. Sometimes just the wind, the unseen is enough to get us off course. Oh, my God, I give you glory. You know, let me just say this, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, glory to his name. You know, sometimes you think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he done, praise God. And we know, he says, our soul says, amen. amen to the Lord. But I'm telling you, between last year and this year, the enemy has been fighting so hard to make me try to bury God's ministry, to give up, throw in the towel. Come on, somebody. But I know that there's somebody out there that's listening, hey, that needs my testimony. So I stand on the word of God. I'm talking to somebody that feel like they want to quit. No matter how hard the unseen forces is, no matter how hard it is, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. You got to hold on to the horns of the altar and know that God is God all by himself. He is the only way, the truth, and the light. Come on, somebody. He's the only one can get you on the other side of through. So I hold on to the horns of the altar. My God, I give you glory. Is anybody holding on today? Don't get off course, praise God. Because those forces that come at us day by day, it could be people, it could be your finances, it could be your significant other, it can be the world, just the world coming up against you, it could be your children, praise God, it could be your finances, praise God. Enough is enough. We cannot get off course, people of God. Allowed our faith to grow. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus cried out, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith, he said. If you will get to know Jesus during the quiet times of your life, you will know him during the storm. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. See, a lot of times we get so blessed. We get so blessed. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But in the blessing, when the blessings are coming, that is a major time to pray. It is a major time to get your strength. It is a major time to pray for God to give you the boldness. It is time to fast when the quiet times is, praise God. That's when you know that when you call on the name of Jesus, he will be right there for you, people of God, because he knows your name, praise God. He knows, praise God, you. You have a fellowship with him. You have a covenant with him because he didn't know you during the storm. He knew you in the quiet time. My God, I give you glory. And when you call on the name of Jesus, he shows up. Come on, somebody. Let us get a new revelation of who Jesus is and where he wants to take us. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, who can this be? Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? People have a tendency to dislike change. They dislike anyone or anything that ruffles their feathers to disrupt their plans. They require God to move according to their own agenda, not his. As a result, they limit God. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, that you got a plan and a purpose for my life. That you love me so much, praise God, that you are keeping me on course, that you are allowing me not to quit. You're allowing me, praise God, to rise up even greater. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said, I will lift up a standard against him, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. You belong to him, praise God. You are his mouthpiece. You are his pastors. You are his evangelists. You are his teachers. Come on, somebody. I give you glory today, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. You are God's workmanship. You are created in Christ Jesus. He loves you so much that he comes to talk to us today. me today. There's a course thing. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. God is interrupting our lives to let us know, praise God, he is God all by himself, and he do not change. Come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody say, God do not change. He does not change. He's going to do that what he said he's going to do. Going to go to a song and a mission, y'all, and I'll be right back. Oh, come on, somebody. Invite somebody on. Let them hear the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm going to wait till I hear from you. I'll wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm going to wait till I hear from you. I'll just wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait till you. Lord, I'm
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen for that song. I'm going to wait on him. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God on today for what he is saying to us today. Hallelujah, Jesus. So now, praise God, we're going to put some new clothes on. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to put some new clothes on. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to get dressed like the way God want me to get dressed. Amen. I'm going to clothe myself, amen, with the righteous clothes. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. The Bible says in Zechariah 3:3-5, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him. And the angel of the Lord stood by. See, in other words, how to get on the other side or through. Sometimes we got to change our clothes. Come on, somebody. Sin must be dealt with. We will not be able to enter into that place that God has for us unless we submit to his dealings and allow him to transform us from the inside out. God is requiring major changes and a higher level of obedience. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to the church today. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the word came to me first. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Church, the church, God says, is in a place of U-turn. A lot of people are leaving God because they can't wait on God. Oh, Shatol Rabash, Shatol Yadavashia. But I want to talk to us today that you have to have staying power today. You got to see what God wants to do in your life. That means if you're going through turmoil after turmoil after turmoil, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. That means that you're going from faith to faith to faith, praise God. God is lifting you up. He's burning out everything that's not pleasing to him, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. That means that, praise God, you're going to have a different outlook on life, praise God. So God says to tell the church today, praise God, there will be no new, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. There will be no U-turns, amen, praise God. We got to go straight forward, praise God. That's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We can make the turn and flow with the Holy Spirit. Or we can resist him and completely and be content to do our own thing. If we choose the latter, we will miss our day of visitation. Somebody say, don't miss your day of visitation, praise God. Because most time, praise God, on the break of breakthrough, the enemy comes in like a flood. And then he gets you out of position. Oh, come on, somebody, praise the Lord. To make you want to turn back, do the U-turn, because you're at the brink of your blessing. And that's when the enemy really comes in, when you're at the brink of your blessing. But if you can wait on the Lord, my God, I give you glory, you will see the manifestation of God's power in your life. We must be willing to lay down the old and walk in the new things of God. We should not try to put on new clothes over old clothes. Come on, somebody. Some people are not willing to take off the old. They insist on taking the old with them into the new move of God. Basically, the Lord says, the Lord will say, this will not work. We cannot new wine into an old wineskin. We cannot wear the old with the new. Come on, somebody. It's time for us to change our filthy garments. You hear what I say, right? It's time for us. I didn't point at you. I said it's time for us to take off the filthy garment. Come on, Holy Ghost. A lot of times we point at everybody else, but we don't point the finger back at ourselves. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. It is time for us to change our filthy garments and put on clean white garments so we can enter into his manifestation and his presence. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Lay aside the old, says the Lord, for the new is coming. Take off the old shoes, representing the old way, throw them away, and put on the new shoes, representing what I'm about to do in your life. The old shoes are too small, come on somebody, for what I am about to do, says the Lord. We must think bigger in terms of what I am wanting to do for you, says the Lord, and in you and through you. You have limited me because you were thinking, come on, we talked about this, too small. I'm a big God and getting ready to do bigger and better things for you. Ready to go do some big things for my people, in my people, and through my people. God is speaking to us, church. I have spoken to many of my people, and I have told them to strap themselves in because I'm getting ready to move in a way they have never seen me move. I am, come on, I am. He is I am that I am. Accelerating my purpose and plan. Picking up the pace. Come on, somebody. God is speeding things up. There's a supernatural speed that's taking place. Come on, somebody. There's a moment that God is doing. Those who remain complacent will miss what I am about to do, says my God, says the Lord. I have given the wake-up call. Many have heard the call and have chosen to move with me, while others have heard the call but refuse to wake up. God says judgment must take place first at the church. Judgment will come to my house, says the Lord. I should do deep work in my people, in those who will allow me to do it, and they shall be filled with the power and the glory. Greater things are coming, says the Lord. Come on, I want to talk to us today. See, it's time to break out and move forward. You need to break out what you are going, come on, to break out of. What are you going to break out of? Break out of self-imposed limitations. Break out of your own inferiorities. Break out of your imprisonment past. Break out of all the garbage and the garbage of yesterday. Break out of depression and self-defeating mentality that has held you back. Here's a big one I want you to talk to you about. Break out of people's appraisal and opinion of you. See yourself the way God sees you and do things that others would never believe that you could do, because who holds your future? Because God believes in you more than you could ever believe in your own self. Let us cross over to the other side of and allow God to transition us to the other side, people of God. God, brand new mercies I see. Come on, somebody. It's time to hand over our own will and give God our hand. It is time to let go, because the only way we're going to get to that place if we hold on to God's unchanging hand. The only way we're going to get that place that God wants us to get to, praise God. We got to give up our own self-will. He desires for us, amen, to be blessed above measures. We can't make the U-turn in this season. We got to go straight forward, people of God. God loves you more than you can ever love yourself. A lot of time, praise God, we think that God, God, you're not with me. God, you're not seeing me. But let me tell you, church, God says, I love you. And those who I love, I chastise. Come on, somebody. I got to see where your heart is at today. I got to see if I bless you when you run to the world. I got to see, praise God, if I heal you, praise God, that you think you did it on your own. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. God is the only one that can heal. He is the only one that can deliver. He is the only one that can set free, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God loves you, people of God. He's doing great and mighty things for you today. He wants you to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Don't give up. Don't give out. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He want to see you blessed. Come on, Holy Ghost. He want to see you make it. Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Without wisdom, without knowledge, without the understanding, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, of your walk with God, you'll be lost, praise God. So I'm praying today that wisdom will take over your life. I'm praying today, praise God, that you will get the knowledge of God. I'm praying today, praise God, that you will get the revelation that God has put over your life, praise God. Open up your eyes and see the glory of the Lord. Open up your eyes and see God move in your life. Open up your eyes and look around you, praise God. What do you got, praise God? You still have Jesus. When everybody walk away, praise God, Jesus is still right there. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, to hold your hand. He's right there. You think you're lonely now? It's all right, because while you are lonely, he is preparing you for something great. While you are being abandoned, he's still right there. Praise God. He's there while you feel like you're alone by yourself. While you're being rejected, he's still right there. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. When you can't see your way, he's still right there to lead you and guide you. He's still right there with you. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord told me to read this to you. Psalms 24. It says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. He said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up their soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Let me say that one more time. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Then he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, the everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Come on, somebody. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. The Bible says, who is the King of glory? Come on, Holy Ghost. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. We thank the Lord, amen, that he is the King of glory. He is the one that's going to help us to make it in. He is the one that's going to help us to stand in a time of like this, praise God. So we thank and praise God for his word on today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let go of the old. Let God come into your heart today, praise God. Are you ready today, praise God, for what God is getting ready to do in your life? I told you, church, praise God, what the Holy Ghost told me. He said, this is our season of more. This is our season of mega. This is our season of breakthrough, praise God. So the enemy enemy going to fight you. He ain't going to come up against you, praise God. It's a season of movement in the Lord, praise God. It's a season of testimony, praise God. It's God's time, praise God, to be blessed, to bless you, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I'm saying today, if I could say one thing to you today, you stand. Stand for righteousness. Stand for God. Defend his name. Lift him up wherever you're at. Let the people know there's a God in heaven that can make changes and bring life to your life. So we thank God today. Praise God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God, amen, for you, you, and you, for allowing me to come in your homes this morning. I pray that your word has blessed you today. I pray that the Lord, that the word has lifted up your soul today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We're going to change our clothes today. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to robe up in righteousness. Praise God. Because we want everything that God has for us today. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I bless God for you, you, and you, for allowing me to come into your homes, wherever you may be, wherever you're listening from. Hallelujah, Jesus. You could be in your car. You could be outside. But I'm telling you, he's right there with you. He never leave you nor forsake you, in the name of Jesus. You've been on the air. Amen, with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. You are on Mount Carmel Church International Blog Ministry, praise God, MCI Ministry Radio this morning. So I thank God for you, you, and you. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can dial me, 302-883-9799. And if you like prayer, I will pray with you and believe and touch and agree with you by faith. Whatever you are believing God for, amen, I am there for you. You can reach me, 302-883-9799. I'm doing what I am called to do. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, are you doing what God has called you to do? That's all I'm going to say. We thank you, Lord, for today. We give him glory. We give him glory. We bless God today for who he is. We thank God for the movement of the Holy Spirit on this line today. And I give glory to God. Let me pray. You know, I want to say this. A lot of times, praise God, we leave church without the benediction. The prayer is the blessing. Come on, the word is the blessing, but the prayer also is the blessing to cover you while you're going throughout your week. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come and we bless your holy name. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, for that which you have said today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we, yes, we are in transition, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are helping us through our transition, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray, God, all for the ones, Lord God, that lost their way today, Father. God, you love them so much, God, that you gave your only begotten Son, God, for them, Father. So I pray for them, Father. I pray for the prodigal son. I pray for the prodigal daughter to come back, Lord God, because you still yet love them in spite of themselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we come repenting today, Father. We come, God, yes, Holy Spirit, asking you created us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless us from the crown of our head, God, to the sole of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, open up our eyes, God, that we may see the light of the day, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes, God, that we may see, God, what you're doing in our lives, oh God. And Father, I pray for the revelation, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for all of us, for revelation, oh God, that you have called us, God. God, by name, Father God. You have called us by name. I hear you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for each and every one, God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray blessings upon them, God. I pray that you move in their lives, oh God. I pray that you will touch them right now, God. I pray that you will walk up in their homes, oh God. Let the Spirit of the living God, Lord God, take over our homes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over our minds today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let the Spirit of the living God take over our hearts today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of the living God take over our hands today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of the living God, God, take control of our feet, oh God, that we will walk the way that you want us to walk, God, that we will not go in place that you want us to go, Father, but you will lead and direct our paths, oh God, that you will make the crooked places straight for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy over our lives, oh God. We thank you for your keeping power, God. We ask that you bless our families, God. Bless our spouse, God. Bless our children, God. Bless them, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Have your way in their lives, oh God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, God. Bless our finances, God. Bless the ministries, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Raise us up, God. Raise us up, God, to be spokesmen for you, Father God. Give us a spirit of boldness, God. Hey, to go into the marketplace, God. To preach your word, God. Preach on the corner, God. Don't, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Preach outside, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Raise us up, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we won't stop talking about you because you are the blessed one. You are the one that blesses us, and we give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. 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 God bless you all. Happy Sunday. I love you. Guess what? And Jesus loves you. Amen. I got a song, and I'm going. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord.
Come on, put your hands together, everybody. Listen, you've been running and running, running for a long time. Your time is winding up, better make up your mind. It's late in the evening, sun is going down. Better get right while it makes me sound. I want to know where.
Look at the neighbor, who's side are you on anyway?